The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yo, Doug Mellard.
Hey, dude.
Guess what? Our guest is already here.
Whoa, I was going to guess chicken butt.
Oh, right. That's always what your go-to. But in this case, Sean Jordan, comedian, podcaster, father, child. He does it all. And yeah. He's here right now. Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know, I skateboard too. A lot of people leave that up, but that's like my main thing.
Let me just grab a pen. Oh, I don't have one. But yeah, you really do. You're really quite the multi-hyphenate now. I should have said, instead of child, I should have said son, that you're a father, you're a son, because you are no longer a child, even though you skateboard.
I do a lot of childish stuff, hot dogs, skateboarding. Stuff like that, but
hot dogging on your skateboard.
There's a trick. It's called a hot dog or a hippie jump. It's where you jump and the bar or whatever goes in the middle.
Yeah, it's one of the better jumps.
Why is it hippie and hot dog? How are hippies and hot dogs connected?
If you're eating a hot dog, you can eat a hot dog with one hand while you're doing it.
Absolutely.
like a hippie would do. Because no hippies don't set their hot dogs down. They just continue to do what they're doing.
Well, and when you see a business person, they're always eating a hot dog with two hands. That's like a big high power executive move where you eat it with both hands. Wouldn't that be weird if you saw somebody eating a hot dog with two hands? I never thought about that before.
I think you often see people holding it with two hands.
No.
Yeah, like especially in commercials where they're trying to imply they're so delicious. Or if a kid's eating one, they're like jamming it in with both hands.
I see the hand. So I usually go right hand and then left hand underneath in case I spill any condiments onto my hand. You know, that's usually how
you don't need relish going everywhere.
I don't need relish anywhere close to my motherfucking hot dogs.
I hate relish.
The consistency, man. This is what the podcast is about, relish. The consistency is so gross.
It's so disgusting. No, yeah. We're going to talk about names, buddy. Let's go to work.
Here it is.
There it is. Hey, Sean Jordan. It's been too long since we spoke last, maybe 20 seconds. How long is that song?
15.
Not long enough. That song's fantastic.
Oh, you liked it? Thanks.
Yes, I love it. It sounds like that. Hello, daddy. Hello, mom. It sounds like cherry bomb. It sounds like that a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's a great song.
That song's a little less metal, but I'll take it.
Yeah, but you know, the same vibe.
Yeah, I've probably told this story before. It's not really a story, but I've probably said this before on the show that, when Doug and I came up with the idea to do this, I was just like, heavy metal theme song, but with a child's voice. And somehow that really happened.
That's sick.
Yeah, it's a fun part of show business. And I guess also helps me related to musicians. But enough about me. Sean Jordan, we're here to talk about how you're going to be performing with me on April 20th, 420, some people like to call it, at Helium Comedy Club in Portland, Oregon, 7 p.m. show. Adam Passy's going to, am I saying it right? Passy?
It's Posse. Yeah, Adam Posse. Yeah. He's...
Oh God, I wish he spelled it P-O-S-S-E, but it's P-A-S-I. And, but Posse, that's cool sounding. let's gather up an Adam Posse and go to the show.
I'm stoked, man. He's fantastic. You know, I've never asked him how to say it. I've just said it Posse a bunch of times around him and he's never corrected me. So who knows?
No, there's people that won't correct you when you get their name wrong. It's an interesting phenomenon because some people are just so consistently mispronounced that they just give up. They don't bother to correct it. present company included.
Yeah.
Doug Mellard. I called him Millard.
You called him Millard for a while, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, my buddy Mario, our buddy Mario, I'm sure, I knew him 10 years probably. And then one day, it sounds like I'm making it up, but one day he's like, you know, it's Mario. And I was like, I didn't know that. Obviously, I would have respected your wishes and called you Mario the whole time if you had told me it was Mario, but.
Right. No, and you made it even worse. You made it even worse by always going, Mario.
And I would do the chef's kiss thing no matter what. You're like, yeah.
That's what I did when I was saying it.
Mario.
So you're in Portland now, Sean?
Yeah. Just chilling out, man.
All right. So that's good. I don't have to worry about you having to fly in for the show. It's like
6 days.
Yeah. It's coming up quicker than I thought. You know, it's easy to forget when 420 is coming because I'm so high.
Well, not for me. I don't need the devil's salad to have a good time. I just get by on my daughter and good vibes, you know.
When you do have the devil's salad, what kind of dressing do you put on? Like something hot? Like a hot dressing? Like a hot sauce?
Like a flame, I usually. Right. I gotta light it.
Well, here's another hardball question for you.
Uh-huh.
Like right out of the gate.
Dude, throw me, dude.
Do you like Jordan almonds?
I don't know what a Jordan almond is. Can you go into it? I know what blue, diamond candy one.
That I guess they don't, that went away or something. If you're not familiar with it, cause I know you like candy and,
I do. Yeah. I do like candy.
Almonds. They're candy coated almonds that they used to have it was a typical movie theater snack. Have you not heard them there, Doug Mellard?
Yeah, it took me a second. I had to Google it, but I.
Oh, that doesn't. You had to Google
you're
it.
You're sitting there Googling things?
It didn't take you a second if you Googled it.
You made it sound like it was so obvious, but I'm with Sean. I didn't. It like now.
Right,
I
but that's what I'm saying is maybe it's, you know, it's not as.
Yeah, I think they faded away a little bit.
Now that I think about it, I don't think they have them in the concession area at movie theaters anymore, but it used to be a big movie theater concession. I never liked it because it's just kind of like a hard candy shell around an almond. And so that's why I asked, cause it's got the, you know, Jordan is obviously Sean's last name. And I would think that, you know, if you ever saw them, then you'd be hyper aware of them cause it's got your name on the box.
I would. Yes. When I go to a movie, it's always gummies. I really don't even like chocolate at movies. Sometimes I'll get a hot dog, but almost all the time.
Oh, back to hot dogs.
Back on track. Almost all the time, it's gummies.
Have you thought about, in that case, changing your name to Sean Sour Patch?
I would love to. If it wasn't tangled with a daughter and a family and things, I would. If it was just me swinging single, Sean Sour Patch from here on, but I can't do it to him like that.
Speaking of swinging singles, I'm in New York and I saw a show yesterday with a lot of male frontal nudity.
Really? What kind of show? Not a stand-up show.
A lot of dongs. No, you know.
Was that just the subway?
a play. I saw a play called, no, nobody was in the subway because they all ran out when the guy started shooting.
Oh, God.
I saw, it's been a crazy, we got here. My girlfriend and I got here on Sunday and we arrived, we got to Times Square right like 90 minutes after the explosions in Times Square on Sunday. And then
of course
we weren't anywhere near Brooklyn, but still, you know, scary to even be in Manhattan when those weird subway shootings happened. And so it's been a crazy week. And yes, so yesterday we saw this play called Take Me Out and it's about baseball and a gay player coming out and but it's an all male cast and there's locker room shower scenes where they're just all standing around with their junk hanging out while they're talking to each other. They made us put our phones into yonder bags that are locked up, so no one would take pictures of the baseball bats.
Take me out, sure.
Yeah, but it was a really, really good show, and I recommend it. It's going to be playing for a few months, and it was originally written and won the Tony Award for Best Play 20 years ago, and it's still. The relevancy hasn't changed much because it's a lot about homophobia and racism in society, sports, etc.
I want to go to a place so bad. I went to the Book of Mormon, but I didn't really care enough at the time. Like, I didn't respect it as much as I should have. I just watched West Side Story two nights ago, maybe. I just want to go to a play. I've never been to one. I really, really want to go.
Well, the next time you're in the New York area.
I will.
Plus, I bet you touring companies come through Portland. You could pick a good one when it comes through. Like, they just announced that Beetlejuice is going to start touring around.
And
dude,
I love, I'm a big fan of the guy who plays Beetlejuice, but, I'm sure that it'll still be a fun show with, the next actors that play the role. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about Sean Jordan. And the first thing we ask everybody when they come on the show is just, how do you feel about the name Sean? What was it like growing up, Sean?
We ask every guest.
How do they feel about Sean?
Yeah, it's weird. And they always are confused and we have to move on and start talking about their name. But what, in your case, it's perfect. What is it like? How'd you feel about the name Sean?
It took a while to grow on me. When I was younger, I wanted my name to be the same as the kids that I looked up to. Kind of, there was this kid, Lucas. And I was like, I want my name to be Luke for a while. And then Alex was the other name I wanted. And I even tried, Lucas had a spiked hairdo. Remember, he spiked his hair. So I even tried to spike my hair. Cause I thought I was old enough to know better, but I thought I could be Lucas, like a Lucas, if I started spiking my hair. And then after, I don't know, when I hit like my mid 20s, probably, I didn't mind my name. I didn't think it worked well, like Sean Jordan. I still think it sounds clunky, but hearing people say it, it's grown on me. I don't mind it now.
And it's not short. It's, a lot of people's names are short for something, but Sean is just Sean, right?
Yeah, just Sean. And yeah. I've been a full namer for a big part of my life, which always weirded me out because people have always said my full name a lot of times. I don't really know why. Maybe because it's short and easy to say, I guess. But so that kind of turned me off too for a while, because full namers when I was a kid were dorks. We would always call the dorks by their full name. And so I was like, am I a dork?
And so, I didn't have spiked hair.
I didn't have, yeah.
In movies and in bars where people are drunk, the women who refer to men by their full names are the psychopaths. They're the ones to look out for and stay away from.
Yeah.
But just in movies and in situations where everybody's drinking, everywhere else, if a woman calls you by your first and last name, maybe they're just being quirky. Or as you suggested, Sean, since Sean's not short for anything, you just want to keep going. You just don't want to be, you don't want to be done talking about you to you that quickly. So
I like it.
Yeah. But I was thinking, I wanted to pitch something to you that you could tell people it's short for. Jonathan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something that's been happening my whole life. Since like middle school, where people try to make it longer. Like if it could be a longer name, like Shante, Jonathan.
Silvers.
It's a fun, Seanson.
Shante.
Shante.
That's how I'd say. Yeah. Shante away.
Yeah.
All right. That's fair. What about issues with spelling, Sean?
No, I never, because it's so short, I never had a problem that I remember. I had a problem spelling my middle name, which is Patrick, but that took me a while. But Sean was always pretty easy, and it didn't hit me. I guess I didn't realize that it's not phonetic until I had already knew how to spell it. Cause I grew up with a kid named Sean who spells it the phonetic way, the AWN way. But I never really saw, I don't know. It was never hard.
I didn't mean that you didn't know how to spell your own name. I meant, oh. I meant.
Then I take that back. I always knew how to spell my middle name too. I'm not an idiot. So don't.
How often would they write Sean on your Starbucks cup is what I'm drawing at with the AWN.
Oh, not as much as you think. Honestly, it's people. So you're asking like, do other people misspell it a lot?
Yeah, you'd think like, you know, with like Sean Wayans, there's a lot of Sean, famous Seans that go the AWN. Yeah. And so I would feel like it would be an issue on also like we've talked to guests before when there's more than one way to spell a name, they'll get fucked over by, you know, red tape. And, you know, there'll be some sort of situation where paperwork doesn't have the right name. Like it's spelled, you know, like in your case, like if you went to get on a plane and they thought you were going to be AWN, turns out you're, you know, like somebody else made your reservation or something.
Right.
You know, that kind of shit, but that you really haven't noticed having any issues with that.
Not a lot. I mean, they really, honestly, they get it right a lot of times now. I think it's moving more towards accuracy now, like the more time goes on, but I'd say more than half the time people do it correctly on like a Starbucks cup or whatever.
When I was a kid, Sean Connery and any other Seans in my head. And when I'd speak to other friends that didn't know any better, I'd pronounce it seen.
That happens. That's happened in some crazy situations. When I was a kid, I had to go to a custody hearing and a judge called me seen. I look back and I was like, you're a fucking judge, dude. You should. And I have had people hit me up on Twitter and stuff saying that seen is an actual name. Like in Europe and stuff, there are some people that do pronounce it seen. I've never heard of that ever. I've never seen it, oddly enough. But I've had a couple people call me seen, and it's like, really? I don't.
I think maybe that might be the way they go with, you know, like how Cillian Murphy is CILL, and yeah. You know, there's a few of those names where, like, you know, if it's Irish or something, there's a interesting way to pronounce it, or not interesting. The way
it's a Celtic name, I think. And I think it's pronounced Sean even in that way, but it's just looking at it. That'd be like if someone called either one of you douche and you'd be like, that's absolutely the wrong way to say it. Douche Benson and douche Mellard. I tickled myself. That was funny. I didn't think it was that funny.
What a douche bag.
What a douche bag. Yeah. That's pretty tight.
All right. Yeah. I think we might have a title for this episode. Douche bags.
Just going to look like Doug bags.
I'll put the E in there. D-O-U-G-E bags. Douche bags with Sean Jordan.
I have had a couple people say Doug. You ever had that?
I have found that there's like, if there's a language barrier, then sometimes it can be seen. I've gotten in cabs and things like that. Or like, if it's just not a name that maybe somebody has laid eyes on, I got to stop saying seen. If somebody has like laid eyes on this name before, because it does look like seen if you've never seen it. So that's happened.
Yeah. If you just haven't been conscious of somebody saying it out loud near you.
Yeah.
I've been doing Starbucks every morning as I do when I'm in New York. I don't do it when I'm at home, but, you know, with the mask on and, you know, in a noisy, coffee shop, noisy Starbucks or whatever, I've got a running, it's been 3 days in a row where they couldn't get Doug right. There's been Sean, there's been,
really?
Not Sean. John.
Yeah.
And a couple other ones. Don, of course. And then I saw somebody on my Instagram, because I was posting pictures of these coffee cups with the wrong name on it. And someone on the Instagram said that they know somebody who is named Doug, because it's hard to convey in those situations, he uses Aaron. And I was like, Aaron is so much easier. I mean, I agree. Doug is a, you know, tough name to hear in a loud environment, like in a loud nightclub. I don't even try to tell people that that's my name, because it just sounds like, ugh! But
What's your name?
But in the name of, in the case of, so today, I just to prove my point, I told the lady my name was Aaron. And she wrote down H-E-R-E-N, Heron.
Heron.
What?
Yeah. Man. I'm telling you, it's like, I think that the first thing they ask you when you want to be a barista is, can you take any name and misspell it?
Tomorrow, go in and say,
so good at it.
Tomorrow, go in and say like Ichabod or Gilgamesh or something and see what happens.
I'd have to say it 50 times or spell it or something, you know.
You know, like,
it's too hard.
This, that reminded me when you said nickname or whatever, but when I was growing up and I never understood this, my friend's dad's name was Jim, but he went by Doug. And I have no idea why you would do that. And his middle name was not Douglas. So like if somebody goes by Ace or say, yeah, that's Brian, but we all call him Ace. I get that. But if it's like, that's Jim, but he goes by Doug. Why
would you know? You do that to yourself?
Cause he's also, Jim is so much cooler than Doug.
Yeah. I don't know about all that, but it's just like, if you're going to have a nickname, you know, what the fuck are you? That'd be like, hey, I'm Sean, but everybody calls me Brian. It's just stupid.
I don't think anybody should be choosing Doug as something to be called. I think it's hilarious when, I think it might have been that way on my IMDb for a while, but like some people, you know, you'll see them listed somewhere and their name is Douglas. Mm-hmm. And then they'll put next to that, they'll put Doug in quotes, like that's their nickname. Like, Douglas, no, that's a common thing that they do to that name. Yeah.
Did either one of you go by Douglas ever?
No.
No, always been Doug?
No.
Always been Douge.
Dougie B, they call me. And of course, the B is short for bag. So Patrick is your middle name.
Yeah.
Sean Patrick Jordan. I think that's a decent flow.
It is. It's a good like Irish name, which I like. My dad was real about me having an Irish name. My name was almost Adam and it was almost Jory. And I focus on the Jory. My mom tells me that. And I was like, you were going to name me Jory Jordan. And I still, it still shocks me that was going to happen. And she kind of falls back on her heels a little bit now when I bring it up, but I'm like, that's just crazy to me, man. Like Pete Peterson or something with that kind of has a ring to it, but Jory Jordan is clunky. But yeah, Sean Patrick Jordan's got a decent flow to it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, there's an actor named Sean Patrick Flannery.
Sean Patrick Thomas, too.
Oh, right.
Yeah, there's a couple. Because Sean Patrick, I feel like, is one of the most Irish, like one of the most common Irish first middles you get. Like Sean Patrick Dot. And then Jordan is, I think, an Irish name, I think, kind of. Not as much as my dad would have you believe. When he's at the bottom of a bottle, it's like, this is as Irish as you get. But yeah, I think it's a pretty Irish name.
Would they have gone with George as a middle name?
Jory George Jordan.
Yeah.
George.
Man. Jordan. Jory Patrick. Jory Patrick sounds okay, but I don't know if Jory is a G or a J.
Oh,
I guess a G would make it gory, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Gory Jordan.
He would make it all bloody as hell. So gory. But there's Edward Gorey, the art, the macabre artist who, he was G-O-R-E-Y.
Yeah.
But that was also his last name, not his first. Jory, I just can't even, like, we had Rory Scovel on the show, and I don't know how. I forget what the discussion was around Rory, but that's another one to me. Like, hard. I like him and his name works okay. It's fine. You know, I'm not trying to insult him or anything, but it just sounds like you're just like trying to talk with your mouth full or something. Rory.
You know, it's hard. It's like saying Aurora or something when there's two R's close together.
Aurora.
It is tricky. But so oddly enough, we just moved like a year. Well, actually like 6 months ago, but our neighbor before we moved was named Jory. And I'd never met anybody. I didn't even think it was a real name. I swear to God, I thought my mom made it up. And our old neighbor was named Jory. Still is named Jory.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wild. I didn't believe it. I mean, I believed him, obviously. But in my mind, when he told me that, I thought somehow he must have been to an open mic where I tried to do some stupid joke about it or something. And then I was like, no way, that's obviously that's not the case. This isn't like a deep conspiracy on you. This, his name's actually Jory and it exists.
Doug, since you're at a computer, type in Jory into like the search engine in like Twitter or Instagram or something and see how many Jory's come up and how if they just spell it J-O-R-Y.
Jory still, Randall. Yeah, J-O-R-R-Y. Jory Fitch.
R-R. Oh, that's really weird because then Jordan should have two R's in it too.
Yeah.
Jory Jordan. Jordan.
The R is that's Jory Jordan to me. It's the same with like Aurora, that same thing where they're so close that it would be hard to say Jory Jordan. It ends up forming like its own one word, you know?
Oh, is that Jory Seinfeld?
No, that's actually, if you booked, you're like, yeah, we booked Jory Seinfeld. We booked him. It's going to be a great show. Oh, that would be tight.
Wow. Jory Seinfeld. It'd be fun to be like, be a Jory and be friends with Judge Reinhold. Cause then you could do a show called Judge and Jory.
Yeah.
What kind of, nickname situations, like for starters, not even nicknames, like what were the childish taunts? Like in what ways? Cause if I was a kid, when I was a kid, when Jordan almonds were a popular snack, people would have called you that a lot, you know, as an insult. Cause that's what kids do, is they just put that insulting tone behind just something that's just not really that insulting.
Right.
So just say, hey, Jordan almonds.
So
what did they do to your name?
The earliest one was Spawn. And it was way before anybody knew that Spawn was like, what is it? It's like, when you have it, your spawn, like your kid, but nobody knew that. I think they knew that it was something that could be kind of considered something maybe dirty when we were like six or seven. So
in the ballpark of sperm.
Yes, exactly. But we didn't. So it was like Spawn. And then when it got to be like middle school, where it was like homophobic stuff, it was Scene Queen or Queen Scene, stuff like that. And then that was about it.
Now I'm just thinking about a ballpark of sperm.
Yeah. Well, now that we've broached the subject of sperm, I have something I want to discuss.
Come with it.
You said you just watched West Side Story recently.
Yes.
I think the original's West Side Story is better, and this one is just a copy that improves some things and doesn't improve others, but it's still a good movie because it's still the source material so good.
Yeah. I know what you're going to say.
Spielberg's not a bad director, but twice in the movie, one person says, womb to tomb, like meaning that we're friends from birth to death.
Yeah.
And then the response is sperm to worm. And they say it twice. And no cool gang member is going to say to his buddy, hey, we're sperm to worm. There's no way. It's the dumbest thing written by the old guy who, wrote the new screenplay where they just threw in a couple things like that. And other than that, the script is pretty much the same as the original movie.
Yeah. I thought the exact same thing because it was like, they did say gangsters used to say some hokier stuff than a current day gangster would say. But it feels like that's what an old person in the 50s would have thought a gang member would have said, because that's what they said in like the 10s or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So
I mean, maybe based on a real, maybe that really has been an expression in the past, but it feels to me more like, oh, let's womb to tomb. That's really cool in the original West Side Story.
Because those sound...
What can the response be that would be a similar rhyme? And then they come up with just saying the word sperm just bothers
me. It's hilarious. I mean, makes me laugh.
But it's not supposed to make you laugh. It's supposed to be a cool bonding moment.
Yeah.
I think worm takes me out of it just as much too. Like nothing good about that.
No good. Cause worm just sounds like a tiny dick or something. I guess what they mean is that you're buried and then you're full of worms.
Why not say birth to earth, you know, something like that.
Come to done.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that was... yeah, we were that's the other thing. You can't be friends since you were sperm. You weren't like in, you know, you got maybe brothers or brother, sister, but you know, if you're not related, you don't know each other at the sperm stage. So I mean, anyway,
but... you never seen Look Who's Talking? They definitely have an agenda. They can communicate.
I got a little infuriated that someone takes credit for writing the screenplay of this new West Side Story because they use mostly the same dialogue and then just change stuff for the sake of changing it more than anything. Yeah. And at one point says, the cop says something like something calls him something about, you just saw it, Sean, maybe you remember. It's something about Caucasians. Like he says something like you're just on the couch Caucasians or something like that. And I was just like, that's maybe. There's no way that's something somebody used to say.
I don't know. I try my hardest to pay attention when I'm watching movies now, but it's the tough part with the kid because I keep the volume low because the last thing I ever want to do is wake her up after she's gone to sleep. So I keep the volume down and I have the subtitles on a lot now when I'm watching movies at night. So it's, some of the details fall short on me. So like if there was a funny phrase or something I might've heard. Now sperm to worm stuck out because I looked at the word sperm and I was like, what's that doing on the TV?
I just think that the cop that's interrogating the kids in several scenes, it's funny. I call them kids. They're all 30 years old, but the cop that's talking to them, his speeches seem like the most current, the thing they've written to sort of have like, you know, this weird old school racist character that's, you know, giving all the kids a hard time. Okay. So now as an adult, are there any nicknames that have stuck? Is there any friends or relatives that call you something other than Sean?
There was for a while, my buddy used to call me Jordache because like Jordache jeans that I was like,
yeah,
I never had. I love giving nicknames. I think it's so fun. I call you Dougie Fresh all the time. I just like calling people by like my nicknames and I never really had a bunch. So I was really happy with Jordache. And then Beaver has been my nickname since high school because I have big teeth. And so that was kind of what stuck. Everybody back home still calls me Beaver or Beav. And then, but SJ is another one that goes with my name. A lot of the Portland people when I moved to Portland started doing stand-up, SJ was one that stuck and I like that.
So Beav and Beaver was kind of like a Sioux Falls name.
Yeah, because there was when I was in when I was like a junior, Birdhouse Skateboards came out with this line of graphics or line of clothing or whatever, just a graphic called the Racing Beaver graphic, and it was just a beaver in a race car that they had on the bottom of a board and a shirt and everything, and everyone's like, you have big teeth. So we just put that together and then it's here it is. I'm 40 and I still most of my friends from back then from that still live back home call me Beaver, which is fine. I like it.
Jordache reminds I can't hear the name Jordache without thinking of Rick Overton. Used to have a joke, but, you know, back when I was not a comedian, just watching him on TV and enjoying his work. So it always stuck with me. He used to say that Jordache jeans were called that because, you know, when they put them on, you know, when the designer put them on the first woman, he said, Jordache sticks out. It's not the greatest joke, but it's just, you know, one of those ones that just sticks with you because, you know, it's a product name. And, you know, I go right to that every time I hear it.
Absolutely. I mean, that does mean though, it's like one of the greatest. That's shit's awesome. I love it when that happens, but yes, Jordache is kind of upset. That one isn't really around anymore. That one dude still calls me Jordache sometimes when I see him back home, which is kind of special. It's like a fun little me and him thing.
Now, do you think you'll stop calling me Dougie Fresh after I tell you that that's what Pete Holmes calls me all the time?
I did it first.
See, you don't do it every time.
No, I
don't. You know what I mean? Pete Holmes does it every time just to remind me how annoying he is.
I remember when I first met you, all my buddies, cause we were like, holy shit, you know, like I'm friends with Doug Benson. It's different now when you're like friends, but anyway, we'd just be like, we thought up all those names and I remember texting you be like, has anyone ever called you Doug Bongson? You're like, yep. Like anything that goes with it. And every time you're just like, yep, Someone beat you to that. Nuggs Benson was another one where I'm like, surely no one's called him Nuggs Benson. And you're like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Not. I'm you know, that no one nickname's really stuck except for, like, you know, like I said, when there's a certain person will call you the same thing all the time. And, but I should say that Pete has updated a little bit and now he just calls me Fresh.
See, that is how a good nickname evolves, because then someone's like, why is he screaming that? And you're like, wow, Dougie Fresh.
We got to take a break. This is going so great. Thank you for being here, Sean. And we will be right back, which is better than being left back when you think about it.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
We're back. How'd you go about determining you had a daughter recently? Mm-hmm. And we're talking to Sean Jordan, by the way, anyone who's just joining us. And how did you do it? No, how did you and your not quite yet wife, how did you determine?
Yes. We do have a bastard. That's where you're getting at.
I didn't want to say the word because also I just heard you. Girls?
Well, I'm listening to it right now, but like maybe a month ago on Doug Loves Movies, you were You were talking about bastard and how it's somebody born out of wedlock. It's you and Noah Wells and a couple other people, but I think it's all around. I think it's for guys and girls. I think it's just a bastard, and it is a harsh term. Anyway, my case was, because we're not married, so I requested that she take my last name, not because a child should have to have a man's last name, but there's already a couple kids from her brother with her last name. And my thing was, there's not a lot of good Jordans with my blood in the world. All the men on my dad's side of the family have died from, you know, alcoholism, and not, I know it's depressing, but my point is, I pled my case for that. And I was like, let's raise a good Jordan. If we can do that, then you can pick the first and middle name. And she agreed.
Oh.
And so I was like, and cause again, it doesn't really matter what your kid's name is, you know? So I think I was putting a little too much thought into it. So she picked two family names. First name is Maxine, which is her dad's, mother's name. And middle name, I just won't say because I'll give her a little privacy, but it's her mom's mother's middle name. So, and Maxine was, it took a little growing, but now I love it. I think it's strong. And I like, cause I call her Max and it's tight.
Yeah. That's the thing is you went to Max so immediately. That I have to take that moment to think, but it is a girl.
Yeah. I don't know. It feels like calling her Maxine all the time would be a lot. It just sounds it's so much, you know, like Jonathan.
I mean, yeah, I, when I hear the name Maxine, and I'm not trying to be offensive here, I'm just
saying what comes to mind. I see someone in a flapper outfit. Like I see a woman dancing in her 20s named Maxine.
Yeah, totally. I mean, Ian, when he heard his name, when he heard the name, he's like, same thing. He goes, I don't want to be offending, but sounds like she's just a woman who's had it up to here. Maxine.
Yeah. Maxine doesn't take any shit. That's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's a colorful name. I would have gone a little more plain, I think. Like I think my first idea was Olivia, and then we checked and that's like currently the most popular name. So
yeah,
I'm glad.
Olivia Rodrigo is the most popular young singer right now. I think she,
I wanted
a ton of Grammys.
My first idea was Bailey. And then immediately I was like, her initials are going to be BJ. And my fiance was like, no one's going to make fun of her for that. And I was just like, we grew up in completely different circles then, because I would have made, you know, people would have made fun of me still if my initials were BJ. So kids are mean, man. So that's
right.
Why
they are. But also I have friends, I have more than one friend in my life that they're straight up, their name is just BJ and they're dudes. And I'm just like, really? Okay, here we go. Yeah.
I came up with a dude named BJ and it was like, you know, it's like total boy names who stuff where like it's going to go one of two ways. You're either going to get real funny or you're going to, you know, I guess get in fights.
I think BJ really does lead to like, you got to have kind of thick skin and, you know, ready to roll with it when people go there, you know.
Kids will say anything. And somebody, I'm sure people have bits about it, but it's like, you'll make a nickname out of it. You'll make what you got. Like if you got to eat, you're going to eat, you know, so you'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's the thing. And it doesn't matter. It's the intent is what matters, you know, like, because the bullies are never clever, you know, they just take something and just say it like it's like it, you know, like you're supposed to be upset because they're saying it.
That's what Spawn was. And it's honestly, whenever somebody was creative, it was, you just like, oh, look at you. And then you almost attract where you're like, I want to be friends with the funny person who actually found a funny way to make fun of me instead of just being like, what's up, Spawn?
Were you hoping that the movie Spawn was going to be a big hit?
I was hoping it would have been better than it was. Yeah. Tell you that.
Did you ever consider doing the hyphenate last name with both of your last names for your daughter?
I was not really for that, just because it feels like giving someone a hyphenated last name immediately is, and Laura agrees, like it's just too complicated for no reason. So if that would have been the case,
it also makes them sound. I feel like it makes them sound rich.
Yeah. Or like we're already divorced or something where you're like, no, we're together, but you know, it's like you're planning like a preemptive divorce or something.
Did you ever think just one name? Just Maxine.
Yeah. Xerxes, dude. She came out and I was like, it's either going to be Xerxes or you pick.
But I'd say, I hope that other people that are expecting children or want to have children are, you know, hear this. And I think that's a great deal to just say, you know, well, if you want whatever, you know, just that's the trade. One person get, you know, I want my last name to be on there. The other person gets to pick the first and middle name. I mean, you don't even need to go so far to say first and middle. You could have just given up first because middle doesn't matter that much. And then you could have, worked as a team to pick the middle name.
Yeah. I mean, it's gotta be democratic. Like I know dudes who just are shocked when they hear that a man takes a woman's, all that shit. You're like, it's just such a crazy way to think about it. Like it matters, but that was what I'm saying. I pled my case and I was like, I want a good Jordan. And if she would have said no, then of course I would have been like, all right, I understand. It's not a huge deal. And there's people that smash the last names together too, which,
what really, they really create like a new hybrid last name.
Yeah. My buddy did it. I can't remember what the name was, but yeah, like, you know, like for you guys, it'd be Menson or Bellard. douche Bellard.
That's an interesting. You could create something where no one in the world really has that last name.
Yeah.
And start a whole new genealogy or whatever.
You do like, so what I found out too, is you want to make it as little, like you want as little complication as possible. So like if you were going to make up a new last name for your kid, you would obviously want to change when you get married, everybody changes their name to that new name. Like if you wanted it to be Mars or whatever, then, you know, be like Sean, Laura, and Maxine Mars. But as it stands, Jordan worked.
Yeah. I mean, you're pretty stuck with Jordan because you have, you know, your career is that your name, you know, is out there and
yeah.
You know, so that wouldn't be a way to go, but, no. But your daughter having a different last name wouldn't be such a bad thing. Cause that's another way to protect privacy.
Yeah.
But you know, like I said, you, at least you got Jordan, but you know, as a fair trade that did she just, so she just said Maxine or did she say a couple others first and you made faces and she kept going?
It's funny because I didn't want to make any faces. So I forget exactly what we did, but I'm pretty sure I had her write them down and show me when I wasn't around. So she couldn't get my reaction because I didn't want to, I didn't want it to go in there at all. Cause it's, you know, it's unfair to me if I'm like, you can pick, but then she says, I'm going to name her this. And I make like I barf or something. She's like, well, can't name her that. There is a thing I noticed about telling people. So when we were, before all this, when she was newly pregnant, we started just kicking names around. And one of them, I told my mom, I was like, yeah, we might name her Madison, I think was the name. And my mom made this face and she goes, oh, I don't love that. And I was like, well, now I'm not going to fucking tell you any other names, am I? Cause what if we end up naming her that? I just know you hate your granddaughter's name. It's, so we just stopped telling people immediately.
Yeah. Hate's also such a strong reaction to just what name somebody's going to have. But it, you know,
it's like, I don't know if somebody, I can't think of a name unless someone's like, I'm going to name my son Poop. Then I'd be like, well, that's an odd choice, but anything else within reason, I'd be like, beautiful name. I'm happy for you. Why would you ever say anything negative? It's weird.
But I would have said to you, if I was involved in the process, that Madison Jordan just sounds too much like a lending institution or something.
Yeah. These are the first names, you know, cause that's, you're right. Madison Jordan doesn't really sound like what I'd want taking a nap in the other room right now. But
what about Doug's in your life, Doug's you've known besides me and Mr. Mallard?
There was, I mean, so growing up, that dude I was talking about, Jim Doug, he was pretty much my dad left when I was real little. And I had what is now my stepdad. He was in my life forever, but they weren't married. They didn't live together because she was trying to, you know, make sure that she made the right choice. So this Doug was one of the male role models in my life. I was with him almost every day for like a decade. I would just be over at his house all the time. Other than that, I don't really think I've known any other Dougs. I can't really.
You don't really need to. Like,
I think I got all the bases covered.
If you know us too, and you know, like you probably run into Doug Stanhope from time to time.
And yeah, we had a night.
That's all. That's all the Dougs you need, really. There's no reason for more. I have been asking the audience at each one of my shows, are there any Dougs here, to see if anybody named Doug would come to see me. And I think since the pandemic ended, I have yet to find a Doug in any audience at any of my shows. And I asked the other night at Gotham in New York City, are there any Dougs here? And there were zero Dougs. I have this ongoing theory that Dougs are just not interested in other Dougs. And the only reason Doug Mellard and I are friends, me and Doug Stanhope are friends, is just because we're comedians. You know, yeah. We're the same, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not interested in Dougs in any other walk of life, except for second gentleman Doug Emhoff. I would like to meet him and talk to him. Maybe a few dead Dougs, you know, like I wouldn't mind talking to Douglas MacArthur just because he's probably the most famous as far as having, you know, being like a badass and having that name.
Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to think of a professional skateboarder named Doug and I can't think of any.
What about how often do you interact with anyone named Sean?
Well, you know, Sean Patton. I've been interacting.
That's
with
a big one. Yeah. But, yeah. But because he's a comic, are you friends with any Sean's that aren't comedians?
Grew up. So I've known Ashan since I'm five. We met the day before. We have different stories. My version is we met the day before kindergarten on the bike trails, and he's been pretty much like my brother my whole life. I still know him. It's been 35 years. So yeah, I've known Ashan my whole conscious life. I've known there's been a Sean like within immediate contact forever.
Wait, were you guys sperms together? Were you sperm?
No.
You going to be worms together?
We'll be worms together, but our sperms were separate.
Yeah. Typical.
Yeah. He's still, we have a group thread and we text every single day. And yeah, we were just talking about the suit he's going to wear to my wedding today. So yeah, I definitely have had a direct influence of Sean in my life. And as far as like other Sean's, I feel maybe every name, unless it's very common, like John or something, but I feel like whenever somebody was named Sean, it would always be a topic of conversation, like different Sean's in Sioux Falls who just, some of them ended up like, one of them ended up in the band Starfucker, which is pretty cool. There's a Sean from Sioux Falls in that band. And so there's been, there's Sean's here and there, but yeah, Sean Patton is the comedy one that I think.
Whoa, you can't just tease it. What is Sean wearing to your wedding?
Well, I'm trying to get him to wear this flower suit. He says it says it's too loud, but I was like, I think it's pretty dope, dude. It's a whole flower suit. It looks sick.
Like covered in flowers?
I mean, like the pattern, yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Got my vote.
Yeah, I think a colorful suit, that'd be a fun thing to wear at a wedding because, the groom's not going to wear a wacky tuxedo generally, right?
No, I've never had suit money, man. So I just went and got like the tailored suit and I'm thrilled to wear it. But then it is plain. So, a friend is getting married in September. And after I got fitted for this suit, I was like, I'm coming back. I even told the guy working, I was like, I'm going to come back here and make a move for my buddy's wedding in September. Cause I can look flashy cause I'm not the groom in that wedding. So I can get like a plaid jacket, that kind of shit.
I saw this play here in New York the other night. It's called American Buffalo, and Sam Rockwell, not entirely cause he plays a pretty sleazy dude, but I did think of Doug Millard a little bit, while watching him.
Like as the aesthetic, like
his hair
like
was his hair was his well his hair like was kind of like he just got out of bed, and but he was also just kind of like the way he'd be exasperated sometimes was very, very much reminded me of Doug.
I love that.
But also Sam Rockwell's a cool dude, so like
I love Sam Rockwell. He's my favorite actor. It off.
But at one point in the show, he walks in and gets a laugh just because of what he's wearing. Because he's got like this beige like kind of pimp coat on, and then purple pants, and a shirt that looks like kind of like a referee Foot Locker kind of shirt, okay. And it totally looked like casual Beetlejuice. But it also is something that you would definitely wear, Doug. the whole outfit, including a big plastic comb in his back pocket, because the play takes place in the 70s. This went by so fast. This was crazy.
Because we had fun. Because we're all friends, and I love
super
this.
Super fun, yeah. What do you have to plug, Sean Jordan?
I'll be at the Hereafter in Seattle on June the 3rd, I want to say, June 2nd, whatever that Thursday is. And the last show that I tried to do in Seattle, where I went to go headline, zero people showed up and we canceled the show. It's June 2nd.
Zero?
Zero. It was a while. It was like 4 or 5 years ago. I did not say it on then our new podcast, but I didn't even think to mention it because I never thought anybody would honestly care. And yeah, zero, zero, a big goose egg. And they were like, we can still do the show. And I go, nah, we can. nobody wants that to happen. Let's just... And I'll feel bad because I.
Why would you still do the show for real? Well, zero people.
There were so the comic, that vibe. There were the comics there. There were like four people on the show, but I really could have used the money for the show. And in so many words, I said that up until no people showed up, and then we canceled. He still paid me half, and I'll always be grateful for that. His name's Henry, and I since went back and I think I'd done a couple shows just to do them just for free, like on hopped on some of his shows. But yeah, I haven't actually gone and headlined a show in Seattle since then, since nobody showed up.
Right. It can really, you get kind of a thing about when something like that happens. What if it happens again?
When you start, you know, when it's your name up on the thing and it's like, you know, that's why I never ask about ticket sales either, because I never really want to know, because if they're low, I'm still going to push advertise as much as I could. And if they're high, you know, I don't, like, it's not really going to matter how hard.
You just need to know if it's sold out.
Yeah. If it's, that's always the best when they're like, yeah, you sold out. Cause it takes so much of the heat off. There's no pressure after that. And you can just focus on.
You don't need to promote it anymore. You know, yeah. You can move on to the next date. So, but you're going to say on the very popular All Fantasy Everything, you're going to promote this Seattle date, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I've said a few times. I think the tickets are looking okay.
So people are going to come. Yeah. Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, you're going to be all right. And of course, people are going to come see you and me and Adam, however you say his last name, on 420 at Helium in Portland. Douglas Movies is going to be part of the Netflix Is a Joke Festival in Los Angeles on Sunday, May 1st at 420 at Avalon in Hollywood. And another Douglas Movies is coming up at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois, O'Hare adjacent, on Cinco de Mayo. Every year on Cinco de Mayo, except for, you know, Pando year, but every other year I've done a show at Zany's in Rosemont, because it's, you know,
I was with you for one of them.
There you go. Yeah, this is a ridiculous place to be on Cinco de Mayo. And they have a Mexican restaurant there called Adobe Gila's, and lots of weird stuff happens there on Cinco de Mayo. So it's fun for like a kind of have an after party. But what do you have to promote, Doug?
I'll just say I just got added to Moon Tower Comedy Fest here in Austin.
Nice.
So unfortunately I don't have a lot of details yet. So, but just come on out and support the festival. It starts now all the way, whatever today is, the 14th through April 24th, I believe.
Yeah. Just, if you're in or near Austin, just go to Moon Tower and buy tickets to every show.
Until you find me.
So you'll find Doug eventually.
God, that'd be so rad.
Yeah.
Doug in here? No. All right.
And don't forget to follow. If you listen to this show, don't forget to follow at Wide World Zero Dougs, which is what I call all of my shows when I go out and perform now. There are zero Dougs there. But zero as in, you know what I mean? I couldn't get O Dougs, so I had to go Zero Dougs. So Wide World Zero Dougs. Is it Wide World of Zero Dougs or just Wide World? It must be just Wide World Zero Dougs. Yeah, that's it. And that's on Twitter. And I also, of course, have my regular Doug Benson on Twitter, but I assume most people listen to this follow that. Don't forget to follow. Are you at Doug Mellard at all on all your socials?
Everything, yeah.
And Sean, you're always Sean Jordan, or do you?
Oh, I'm all Sean over the place, Cougar, man. Sean Cougar Jordan Mellon Jordan on Instagram, and then Sean S. Jordan on Twitter.
Okay. I'm remembering that I always have to remember to add the S if I'm like tagging you on
so
Twitter.
So fucking dumb. It's like my email address has a 187 in it because I never thought Gmail was going to be a thing. So I put the police code for murder in my email address because I'm like Hotmail's. I'm going to die with Hotmail. And then, you know, you send your email, you, before you know it, it's like these bookers and shit have it. And you can't change it. Just a weird, weird move.
What's the police code for murder? 69.
I wish. No, that's police code for good time.
Yeah.
One time we were driving, I know we're getting out of here. We were driving through Montana one time. We stopped at the road sign for 69, for 311, for 420, and for 187. It's like the only state that had all of them. And we took pictures by them and everything.
That is a fun, fun life. I love it.
No, I bet you're just waiting. Right. You're counting down the days to tell your daughter and for her to realize how cool that is.
Oh, it's the coolest. Laura's brought this up. She's like, you know, Max is going to be able to listen to all this someday. I was like, I'll tell her. You think I'm shy away from telling her that 69 is hilarious?
Hey, I'm a little confused. Sean S. Jordan. I always just assume your middle name began with an S because of that.
So my logic in, so when I first met a comic, he was like, yeah, Twitter was newer for us. And he was like, as long as you don't have numbers or the word comedy in it. And I think I had both. And so I changed it and I tried to get Sean P. Jordan. I couldn't get anything. And the closest I could get was, in my mind, Sean's Jordan. So there's the, where the S came in. Oh. Again, stupid. And the real, there's one that has Sean Jordan. I can never get it. I've tried to DM him, 10, 15 times over the years, never get anything back, tweeted at him. It's just, you know, some dude who doesn't use Twitter. So it's frustrating, but whatever. There's much bigger things to worry about.
Well, thank you, Sean P. Jordan, Beaver SJ Jordan. This has been so much fun. And we'll see you next time, everybody. As always, douchebags.
Got it.